The country's library system is set to benefit from the addition of some 800 state-of-the-art computers, a project funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Government of Jamaica. Director General of the Jamaica Library Service, Karen Barton, tells us about the initiative and how it will enhance service delivery. Mrs. Barton was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Okay, well, this project came about through an involvement with the Bill and Melinda Gates program. They have an initiative called Global Libraries Initiative, where they assist public libraries across the world with technology projects. So they also have had over the years a number of awards to public libraries. So for a number of years, we have been applying for one of the awards. One was called the Access to Learning Award. We have applied for a number of years. We were not successful, but we continue to try. And in 2012, just about the time we're considering, well, perhaps we should give it a break, we got a letter of interest from the foundation telling us that there was a country grant available. This was now much higher than what we were thinking of, and that they had shortlisted four Caribbean countries, including Jamaica, to apply for this grant. And so that's where we started in June 2012. Mm-hmm. So we applied for the grant and we were successful. So we were awarded a grant of just about US $2 million.
Oh, that's a big grant.
To help us with this
project. And you previously had been applying for how much?
For $50,000
US dollars. Just $50,000?
Yes, because it's the Access to Learning Award it awarded innovation in libraries and so on.
See the value of persistence. And then you got $2 million US.
$2 million US dollars.
The government of Jamaica also matches a contribution.
Yes, it's going to co-fund with just about $1.1 million US dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the total project would be
3.2 million.
Tell us how this will enhance the library system. What are the benefits that will be derived from this?
A lot of libraries globally have been reimagining their services because, technology is the way to go. Everybody's into the technology.
Yes.
So we already do offer internet and computer access in our libraries. So what this is going to do for us to help us to get additional computers, because if you go to a number of our locations across the island, there are long lines of persons waiting to use the computers, and we don't have enough. So we'll be able to expand the services.
Good.
So we'll have additional computers. We will also be able to expand the network. So what will happen now is that we will be getting additional equipment to boost the infrastructure. And we also do offer right now Wi-Fi access in a number of our libraries. So this will also be expanded. So more persons can even take their own personal equipment and access the internet through our services. And in addition to that, it's not only about the technology, but we'll be doing training. So our staff will be trained and trained to train the users. And the users will be trained in different aspects using the technology, of course.
So people can come there and get training in computer?
Right. That is going to be under this program.
So if I don't know anything about a computer, I could come to the library now and get free training?
Yes, definitely. Right now we have a program for the Tiny Tots and we have one for senior citizens.
Yes.
Right. So when they come in, we have scheduled classes and they get basic training.
Uh-huh.
And, some persons were just being introduced to the mouse for the first time and so on.
Yes.
So it is very interesting. So we have a senior citizen program going now in a number of the libraries. And many of the senior citizens are very excited about learning to use a computer and so on. Because what coming out of this, we want persons to also make good use of e-government. So you can go and pay your taxes online. You can apply for your visa online, whatever you want to do without. You can do it yourself by just going online without paying somebody else to do it for you. You can pay bills online, do your banking online, and so on. So we're hoping that we will open a wider avenue of persons being able to manipulate the technology to help themselves so that they can, lead a better life in terms of getting access to the computers and the internet.
Director General of the Jamaica Library Service, Karen Barton, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.